Please note that since this investigation remains active, with additional arrests likely, some details will not be disclosed at this time. On March 15th, deputies developed information identifying 50-year-old Robert Urzua from Humboldt as a suspect in the use of the victim's stolen bank card. Deputies also learned Robert's son, Alex Urzua, 24 years old, was directly involved in the theft of gasoline at the Chevron gas station mentioned in the original media release. Apparently, Alex called friends and offered free gas if they came to the gas station. On March 16th, a white truck matching the description of one Alex drives and also seen in the Chevron security video was spotted in Humboldt. Deputies conducted a traffic stop and Alex was the driver. He refused to discuss the case, but during a search of the vehicle, deputies found a methamphetamine pipe, a Burger King gift card allegedly purchased with the victim's stolen bank card, methamphetamine packaging in the form of 100 small plastic baggies and gas cans in the bed of the truck, consistent with what was seen in the Chevron security video. Alex was arrested and booked into the Camp Verde Detention Center on charges including fraud schemes, theft, possession of drug paraphernalia. He remains in custody on a $2,500 bond. As the investigation moved forward, deputies confirmed that most of the items purchased with the victim's stolen bank card were for repairs at Robert's home, and other stolen property would likely be found inside. A search warrant was sought and obtained for Robert's home, located in the 13,000 block of East Pale Moon in Humboldt. When the warrant was served, Robert refused to come to the door and was found hiding inside a locked closet. Once outside, he failed to follow directions, and reasonable force was used to take him into custody. A search of the home revealed stolen items from Hobby Lobby and Home Depot, apparently purchased with the victim's bank card. Deputies also seized a methamphetamine pipe before arresting Robert on the following charges: fraud, theft, fraud schemes, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of marijuana. Robert is on active probation and was out on bond on an unrelated case. His current bond is set at $5,000.